Welcome to the She Says podcast with your host, Tara Anoma. Join us on a journey of faith, empowerment, and discovery as we explore what it means to be a woman of God in today's world. We're diving into topics that uplift, challenge, and inspire. So grab your coffee, get comfortable, and let's get started.
Well, welcome to the She Says podcast. I'm Noma.
I'm Tara.
And we are coming to you today together again, but from our favorite coffee shop.
Yeah.
And so we thought we would change it up a little bit and have some coffee and have a chat.
Yeah. So we're still a little in transition. So
yes, we are.
We've got lots going on in our lives, which I know all of you have knowledge, not of our lives, but like what that's like to go
Everybody
through.
Everybody has to point out. Hence why we have missed the last 2 weeks. So yeah. I apologize with you. Thank you for sticking with us.
We really appreciate it. We just kind of made the decision, like, we want to give you guys quality content, and we knew kind of where our lives were at. It was going to not be quality content.
So. Right. We don't want to just throw something together. We want to have a good, meaningful conversation.
Absolutely. And so today we are going to take some time and just delve into a couple of things. You had something really cool that you wanted to share that you saw actually this morning.
Yes. And we had been talking about seasons. You have been talking about seasons, and Tara's still in Ecclesiastes.
I'm flipping stuck in Ecclesiastes.
She can't get out of it.
If you guys have ever had that experience, I feel for you because it's rough.
You're right. And there's been times that I've been in just one particular chapter, one particular verse. Never been stuck in Ecclesiastes. But
I feel like it's sort of your fault because you're like, what if we write about this? And do you want this chapter? And I was like, sure. And then the Lord just like stuck it. He's like, yes, this is what I want for you.
Yeah, why don't you do this one? But very much so, we both are in a period of life and time of seasons changing. And next week's episode, I'll be able to divulge more about my new season that I'm in. But we've been talking about just how things change and different seasons and all that. And I read this thing this morning that I thought, ooh, that's so good.
I'm excited.
And something for us to talk about.
You saved it for the camera, so
we
you're getting my live in-person reaction.
Yeah, so this is like true reaction right here. But it was don't allow the process to become a prison.
Oh, that's so good.
And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so good. And in what we're talking about, so many times we can allow our season to become a prison instead of becoming a way of freedom.
That was literally what we were talking about. We were trying to remember what we were talking about the other day on the car ride. That's literally what we were talking about on the way home. As soon as you said it, I was like, that was it?
Yeah, because we were talking in the car and we were like, wait, we should save these for the podcast. And then we got here and we're like, what were we talking about in the car? Like, don't remember.
Just like the Lord.
Don't remember. So I just think so often we get stuck in a process or in a season instead of going through it. Like every time we're in a season or we're going through a process, we're to go through it, not get stuck in it.
That's right.
And so you have come out of a season into a new season.
Absolutely.
And so if you could talk a little bit about how you walked through that, because I think just everything that you went through, it would have been very easy to stay stuck.
Absolutely.
And that you and Kevin both were very intentional that you were not going to stay in that place.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what we need to talk about today. Okay. Just how we go through process, how we go through seasons instead of getting stuck in a prison.
Absolutely. So for a little bit of background knowledge, I'll just give Kevin a shout out here. For a little bit of background knowledge, he posted kind of like a 10-minute update of sort of how the last few years have been in our life.
Yeah.
And so if you're really interested in that, go over to PKJ and Yahweh. That's Kevin's podcast. And he took about 10 minutes and just did a good recap of where, how life changed, like the details of it, right? What I really want to delve into more is the kind of the backside of seasons, right?
Like
you're saying, like, because I think transition happens sometimes and we don't recognize what's happening. I just think it's funny. This just slowly popped in my brain. We're talking about your daughter-in-law this morning.
Yes.
And Noah's going to be a grandma number two.
I'm on baby watch. So if you see me look at my phone, we're on baby watch.
Baby watch is coming. So
baby girl's coming.
So we're excited about that. But, you know, we've talked about birthing a lot over this last little bit of a season. And that's been a big thing for us. A huge thing for me because, you know, in the natural, I transitioned out of vocational ministry as an assistant to now I'm the managing director of a birth center.
Yeah. So literally birthing.
I'm literally managing birth, helping the birth world. And so, which I'll dive into a little bit of some of that has been very educational over the last few months. But specifically, sometimes you don't recognize the signs of transition.
Right.
Right. You don't like, you're like, ooh, I think like Braxton Hicks, right? Yeah. Braxton Hicks, for those of you, I don't know if guys listen to our podcast, but, or you young gals that listen to our podcast.
Maybe you haven't had a baby.
Yeah, haven't had a baby or whatever. Because we do have some of our Relentless Squad that listens to our podcast. So,
Hey, girls.
Braxton Hicks are false contractions. They're like pretend contractions.
Yeah.
Their purpose is to prepare your body.
Yeah.
Right? And so there have been lots of seasons in ministry. You and I have talked about it. Yes. I was remembering conversations with our good friend Annie where I was like, is my season over?
Yeah.
I don't know. And so I think those seasons were sort of the Braxton Hicks, right, transition for me because they were preparing me to see life outside of vocational ministry.
Right, right.
I don't think I'll be outside of vocational ministry forever.
No, I don't think so either.
I think, you know, I love our local church. I'll go back. Grace, you're my girl. Like, you know, I love our senior pastors. I really love our community.
Yeah.
But there was some things outside of the body that I needed to learn and I needed to share and grow in.
Right.
And that season.
Sorry, I literally just almost dropped my phone. horrific. So I apologize. I wasn't reacting to Tara. I was reacting to the watch. I just about dropped my phone.
Shocking. Shocking information today here on She Says Podcast.
Right? Oh my goodness. Okay.
Sorry. You're totally great. So my transition, my season of transition, in the way that God prepared my heart was graciously our church had given us a sabbatical. And I think it's funny because I'm not sure that they're ever going to give sabbaticals away again because I feel like every time somebody gets a sabbatical, they leave. It's not true. John and Grace stuck it out. So they're good.
Yeah.
Pastor John and Grace, sorry. But I think that moment in the season really helped me to identify what God was doing in my heart.
I think that's such a key thing, if I can just
tell absolutely you right here, yeah,
is to identify what God is doing.
Yep.
And so often we get so wrapped up in what we can see and fearful of what we can't see.
That's right.
That we don't see what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I think anytime we're in any kind of process or season, we need to constantly be taking that process and season to the Lord.
Yeah.
God, what are you doing in this time? And help me to see when it's time to move on.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Help me to see when the grace has lifted for the season I'm in.
Absolutely. Well, that was a powerful conversation that we had behind closed doors, even with our leaders. It was like, you know, they flat out asked us, is the grace lifted for you guys in this season? And we answered honestly, like we didn't know. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to really seek the Lord and understand what was going on in that particular season. What's interesting, Noma and I were having this conversation, and without sharing too much about other people's seasons, but just kind of to point to my season, so in birthing and in transition and things like that, it's hard.
It's hard, very hard.
It's very hard. There's a lot of pushing. There's a lot of discomfort.
There's a lot of waiting.
There's a lot of trying to remain calm and peaceful and not get stressed out. Like, so interestingly, you know, again, I work at a birthing center. And so we are constantly talking about, I've learned more in the last 7 or 8 months about birth than I ever thought possible.
And you've birthed three.
And I've birthed three children on my own. But what is interesting is I'll have conversations with our midwives and our student midwives and birth assistants, just very different. And so certain births, you'll know, I was just talking to one of our student midwives, and they thought this particular birth was just going to be long and hard. And the gal, you get to know people in the midwifery model of care. You really get to know people along their kind of time frame and their journey. And so you kind of have an at least a little bit of an understanding of how their birth is going to go.
Right.
And so this gal's particular birth, like, really caught them off guard, because they thought it was going to be this very long, arduous, she was a primip, like, which means first time mom.
I was like, English, please.
Sorry. So sorry. She's a first time mom. And so they thought it was just going to be this long. And they thought she's going to be a yeller and all this stuff. And she's like, it was the most peaceful birthing experience.
Yeah.
She was calm. It was. And she's like, if I could bottle that up and figure out how to share that. Because a lot of times in transition, what stalls you out is stress.
Stress and fear.
Stress and fear.
Absolutely.
It will stall out. I mean, they have told stories that it will literally stop your contractions.
Yeah.
Stress and fear. Your body will just lock up.
Yeah.
And so part of a midwife or a doula's job is to help you remain peaceful through the process. And so if we kind of put that into some spiritual connotation, leaning into the Lord and leaning into the Holy Spirit,
yes,
keeps you peaceful through the process.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this this week, is that there were some edges that had to be roughed off. Both myself, both my husband, all of the people that involved in our situation, there were some nodules that got rubbed during the transition process, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And we were looking back and we're like, oh my gosh, what a tough, horrible, no good, really bad season. However, look what the Lord did.
Yes.
I am so thankful for that, like, especially in my husband's life. And he learned a lot about himself.
Yeah.
He really got some eye-opening things that I've been praying about for a lot of years. Let me just tell you. God love him. But, like,
he's fantastic.
He is very fantastic. Lovely person. But they're just things that you aren't ever going to learn those things until you're in that tight space.
Right.
And that's why God takes us through these transition seasons, because there are things that you could only learn under pressure.
Right.
You could only gain that wisdom and understanding when you're put into the pressure cooker of transition.
Right. And I think so often we want, talking about pressure, like, think of everything that comes from pressure just in the natural world.
Yeah.
Right. Like, but we want all of the things without the pressure it takes. Like,
absolutely.
Diamonds have to go under an incredible amount of pressure to actually become a diamond.
That's right. That's right.
And think of, like, a pearl. A pearl is formed by irritation.
That's right.
Right? So all of these things, like, we want all of
the beauty
without the pain, without the irritation, without the pressure.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work that way.
No.
Like, sometimes the Lord just hands you something and it's like, oh, this is so lovely. Yeah. And then sometimes he's like, oh, but there's some gold that I need to pull out of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, think of that. The treasures of the earth have to be mined, have to be pulled out,
and
then have to be
refined.
Have to be chiseled, have to be cut down. Like, there's a process to all of that.
That's right.
And that's, like, to have godly character, mm-hmm. there's a process we have to go through.
That's right.
Because we're not born into godly character.
No.
I wish we could.
I wish.
But we're not. Those things have to be developed.
That's right.
And so it takes a pressure. And I think it's important that at any time, with whatever season you're in, mm-hmm. whatever transition period or whatever you're going to, that God always brings you out of so he can bring you into.
That's right.
Right? So you may be in this place. And sometimes, and it could be a good, your mm-hmm. season could have been very good.
Absolutely. Like, it doesn't have to be a bad season.
You're talking about.
No.
But you also have to know when it's time to leave a good thing.
Well, that was our situation.
Right.
We weren't in a bad situation.
Right. Exactly.
We were in a healthy, safe environment. But there were things that became apparent to us that it was time to move on. And that took months mm-hmm. to figure out, ascertain. But it didn't mean that that season was bad and we were right. leaving this big, horrible. I mean, I think, and I think that that's the danger of staying in a season too long, is what happens is then the irritation and the transition that was supposed to move you out.
Yes.
Makes you bitter.
Oh, it's so good. Say that again.
So the irritation and the pain that was supposed to move you out mm-hmm. keeps you there and makes you bitter.
Yes.
And I think that is where we see a lot of church hurt happen.
Yep.
And not even church hurt, but like
family hurt,
work hurt, all these things.
Friendship hurt.
Like, things are not always, I mean, there are friends that are family.
Right.
And
lifers.
And lifers. And you need to be able to work through different situations that come up.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited to talk about your transition next week, because I think that's going to be a powerful story for people. I'm so pumped about that. So sorry.
Make sure you listen next week.
Yeah, next week. Listen, you're going to want just a little nugget there for you. It's going to be powerful. But there are seasons sometimes that are meant to move on way before, and you didn't catch the signs. You didn't feel the Braxton Hicks. You didn't see what was going on. And then that turned into bitterness.
Right. Or maybe you did feel it, but you're like, I can't leave this way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so it's like, then because we talk about, we hear all the time, always leave an honor.
Yeah.
Always. And there's a way to leave a hard situation in an honorable way.
Absolutely.
But staying in it to be honorable is not okay.
No.
Because
it's not even right.
It's not right. But because one, the Lord is leading you.
Yep.
Like through that.
Yep.
And so if you stay in a place that God's leading you out of,
mm-hmm.
you're being a disobedient.
That's right.
And there's no honor in that.
Yeah.
And so we have to be careful that we don't stay in a place too long. Because it's good,
yeah,
or because we want to lead a certain way that we're really following Holy Spirit and following the Lord's leading.
That's right. You don't know what's on the other side of your obedience, and you
Absolutely.
Don't know who's waiting in the wings of your obedience mm-hmm. and what that situation looks like.
Yeah.
I think about, I don't believe my husband and I are, I don't believe the door is shut to us in youth ministry.
No.
I think, our senior pastor for a long time really told Kevin he couldn't see him past being a youth pastor, not in a negative way,
right?
But in a you're a lifer. This is in your blood. This is in your DNA. This is in your
right.
veins. We believe that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
We also had a slew of words, which we've talked about a long time, about us being in the marketplace, mm-hmm. and there were some things that we need to work out with fear and trembling. I will tell you, in the marketplace for our future,
right?
And some of the positions that we're in now are totally God ordained.
Yes.
And we are learning an incredible amount about ourselves and about what God's doing in our lives and in our hearts and about our community.
Mm-hmm.
And God's opening doors, which again, I'm just so pumped about this kind of series that we're going to do on this, because there's so much fruit on the other side of your obedience.
Absolutely.
And I think that oftentimes we get stuck looking at the way things should be,
mm-hmm.
and we forget to look at them through the lens of the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes too, we can get stuck in a season because of disobedience. And so if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like, I don't hear God, I won't see him, I can't move past, go back to your last disobedience.
Yeah, that's right.
Because God's not going to move you past where you disobeyed him before.
That's right.
And so Pastor Scott used to tell me that.
I was saying the same thing.
Go back to your last disobedience, because you'll
find... Not that you were like a naughty kid.
No,
it was just
no,
something
no, no.
that he said.
It was something he said. It's not like he was like, no, Ma, go back to your last disobedience.
Just thought I'd clarify that for
thank you. Thank you. It's something he would say, and I learned from him.
Yes, yeah.
Like McFly.
Hello.
aging myself.
Sorry.
And so when we get in those places, like, did God tell you to leave? Were you seeing signs? Were you feeling transition? I can't come.
Yeah.
And push it aside.
Yeah.
Because transition's messy sometimes.
It is.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It's stretching. It's
yep.
all of these things,
yeah.
and it can be scary.
That's
and
right.
so a lot of times we stay in a place because it's safe,
yeah.
but then it becomes a place of bitterness,
mm-hmm.
and we need to constantly be checking with the Lord. God, yeah. what do you have for me in this
yeah.
season? What do you have for me in this season? And sometimes seasons are very long.
Yeah.
I mean, very long.
Yeah.
But then sometimes they're very short.
Yeah.
And so we have to, like, keep that in mind, too.
That's
like,
right.
well, what do you mean? I've only been here a couple months.
Yeah.
You got
That's
what
right.
needed to happen in that season happened.
That's right.
Now it's time to move on.
That's right.
And you have to keep in mind, too, if you stay in a season too long, if you stay in a place too long and God's moving you on, you are holding in place what's meant for somebody
That's
else.
That's right. That's right.
And for what God wants to do. And so we constantly have to be bringing mm-hmm. our times and our season before the Lord.
Well, I think it's such a it's such a good spot to kind of put that, like, that pin in it and evaluate your life. We did talk about this a couple of episodes ago where, you know, we were kind of in the new year. It was one of the first one or two podcasts we had done where you're really taking stock.
Yes.
Really, really evaluate, where am I at this year, God? What are you asking of me? Because, you know, a transitional season doesn't mean that your whole life is upheaval.
Right.
Upheaved.
Absolutely.
Being upheaved. I don't know. That was bad burn or whatever.
But, we got it.
But that, you know, there are pieces that can be, like, you know, for instance, in our season, our vocations changed.
Right.
But our church home didn't change.
Church home didn't change. Friends didn't change.
No.
Family didn't change.
No.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, you know, particularly with a few key friendships, those, I think, are in a better place than they've been in a really long time.
Yeah.
And in a powerful way, mm-hmm. where we can really come alongside and champion and support and be the cheerleaders that our friends have needed in this season to really go, I got your back. I'll hold your hoops.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, right? Yes. We're there for you in this particular season.
Yeah.
You know, we had a couple of really big, so particularly one of the other big changes for me that happened, my kids have, for the last 8 years, competed in speech and debate. So competitive yes. speaking, competitive debate.
And it really, like, takes up your whole life.
Yeah. It was my whole life for
right.
8 years.
Right.
I mean, and I love it.
Yes.
Our girlfriend Esther and I are like, we always joke that we would have been great debate partners.
You would have. Yeah. Absolutely.
We would have been great debate
partners. Like, I don't even want to be in the room if they're debating. Makes me sweat.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's just.
No, it's fun to watch.
I personally learned so much through the journey.
Yes.
It really shaped my oldest daughter.
Right. She was fantastic.
She was fantastic. My middle and my youngest.
She still is fantastic. Yeah. Love you, Madison.
Love you, Madison. My middle and my youngest did not love it in the way that she loved it. Mm-hmm. But it was definitely something that we did as a family. And we kind of came to a crossroads. We were kind of given some ultimatums that we didn't really feel like we could justify for right. our family.
We right. couldn't justify them. Love a good ultimatum.
Yeah. And we couldn't justify our choices. And so we chose to step away from that world. And I was, like, really feeling that transition and that loss in such a powerful way over the last few months. And I was really thinking about it because there are some seasons where something doesn't come to fill or replace.
Right.
Where, and I just feel like maybe this
sometimes
is for somebody.
Sometimes just a letting go.
There's just a letting go.
And it's okay.
It's okay. And that I just really feel like maybe there's one of you yes. listening where there's just something you've been, like, desperately, I don't know why, I'm, like, feel like really.
Like you're going to, yeah.
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 But there's just something desperately you've been holding on to. And the Lord's just saying, lay down.
Let go.
Let go. Yeah. Let go.
It's okay. Good. It's okay.
It's okay to just let those things go. You don't have to fill it with something else. Yeah. You don't have to. Because here's the other thing that I could tell you is that because of even, like, some of the radical things that have happened, like, we have a miracle property.
Oh, so good.
Like, the house we bought, there is no other way to describe. Go listen to PKJ and Yahweh's little snippet on it. There's no other way to describe how the Lord opened this door.
Yeah.
And when I can tell you the way that speech and debate consumed my life, the things that I need to do now in this miracle property and in the things that I know the Lord's asking me to do.
And the things you want to do.
And the things I want.
Always been a desire of your heart to do.
Absolutely. I wouldn't have had space for both of them. Mm-mm. But I didn't know in the letting go.
Right.
I had no idea in the letting go. Like, when we let it go, this wasn't even on our radar.
Right. Absolutely.
And so I just felt like in those pieces of your life where you just feel like the Lord's asking you to lay it down and you don't know why, don't fear.
Don't fear. And don't hold back.
And don't hold back. Yeah.
There's things I've had to lay down in this last season. And I just have come to a place where everything is open-handed. Yes. I hold everything open-handed before the Lord. Because if I grip it as if it's mine, mm-hmm. then it doesn't leave room for him to move.
That's right.
And a lot of times when we grip things, mm-hmm. so they're ours, then we do things at our own strength. And so I have just been, like, in this place of God, I just tie everything to the altar.
Amen.
I just tie it to the altar.
Yeah.
And you can burn it up or you can let it go.
Yeah.
Like, think of Isaac on the altar.
Yeah.
He literally was tied. The promise of God to Abraham, he literally tied to the altar.
Yeah.
And when you think about it in that sense, like, tie it to the altar, but then the Lord released it.
That's right.
He released Isaac, right?
Yeah.
And so when we come with that, with our seasons, with the things we love, with the, you know, all of the pieces, if we tie it to the altar, then we give back to the Lord what he's given us.
That's right.
And then it's in God's hands to work and to do. And we need his strength and his anointing and his everything.
Amen.
To do anything.
That's right.
And so that's something I've learned in the last, in this season, is to just let go.
Yeah.
And not hold everything so close fist.
Yeah. No, that's good. All right. I feel like that's a good...
We're wrapping up with a bow.
Yeah, we should wrap it up with a bow. That was great. That was a great finish. All right, guys. We're excited about the next episode.
Yes.
So
tune in next week.
Tune in next week.
To hear my side of the season's shift.
Yeah.
It's exciting, and I can't wait to share it with you all.
All right.
Thank you for joining us. Hope you have a great week.
All right.
Thank you for joining us on the She Says podcast. We hope you felt inspired and encouraged by today's conversation. Remember, you are valued, loved, and have a vital role in God's kingdom. Stay tuned for more episodes, and don't forget to like and share this podcast. Until next time, God bless.